Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across the and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Good evening and welcome to White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's episode is a very special one-year anniversary episode, and it's also Fun Drive. So get locked in for an hour of scintillating comedy as we look back at 1 year here at White Noise. And I'm joined by special guest. It is the one and only Carl from Carl and Neil. How you doing, Carl?
Hi there, Blackmore. Doing all right, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. I'm glad to have knocked that Simon out of the way for one night, and we are here to show him why we do this. Is that not right, sir?
Yes, pretty right. Can you redo the intro? Because you didn't get my last name. I think it sounds better if you say my last name, too.
You mean your full name?
Yeah.
Carl Weathers.
That's the one.
So were you named after the character from Rambo, or is that just a coincidence?
What's Rambo?
Yeah, well, don't worry about that, Carl. It's before your time, because you're only 39, isn't that correct?
Oh, I thought I was 63.
It's a bit hard to tell. Your mother's a very scary woman. Anyway, let's get on with it.
My mother is lovely.
I'm sure she is. I mean, she never calls me.
Even Neil loves my mum.
Yeah, I mean, you all do sleep in the same bed together, which is interesting.
Look, okay, Neil told me that's the best way to save rent.
That's true. It doesn't do much for your credibility, but it does something for your rent costs. That's very true.
Yeah? That's what we're about, innit? About the cash, about nicking the cash.
It's true. But we got a lot to get on tonight.
All right, I'll let you have it, sir.
Let's not discuss your economic... It's quite scary. So let's get on with it. So tonight is the one-year anniversary show. So what we're going to do is we're going to play our favourite clips from the past year. And we're also going to talk about Fun Drive, because that's tonight too. And that means that we are here to raise some awesome money for the CITR. That is a non-profit radio station that you're listening to right now, and we need your help because we do this for the love of the game, but we want to make the game better, and that means we need your lovely assistance, but we're not going to expect it for nothing. We are going to do you a favor if you help us out, because what we're offering is some amazing swag, as we like to call it here at CITR.
Hashtag swag.
We're offering you, for a minimum donation of $5, the White Noise Show. If you donate on behalf of us $5, we are going to give you a wicked promotional Zoolander 2 poster. If you donate $10, we've had a word with Simon, the writer, and he's told me he's going to name a character after you in an episode.
Better
how cool would
Neil.
That be? Anyone you want. And we'll even, if you fancy it, we'll name someone else after someone else for you. All right? So send in for $10, you get the Zoolander 2 poster, and we'll name someone in the show after you.
Like Genghis Gandhi?
Wherever you want, mate. And then for $30, you get the Friends of CITR card, plus all that great stuff we've already mentioned. If you send in $50, we're going to allow you to be a guest on the White Noise After Show and join in our spirited debates we have every week. And that's for the price of $50. And you're also going to get the Friends of CITR card and all the other great stuff we mentioned. And then $60, you get a growler. And it just keeps going up and up for wicked stuff. We're going to talk more about the prizes you can earn later for even bigger donations. But first, let's give you the number for your call-in. If you fancy calling already, it's 604-822-8648. Or you can donate online. But first, let's have a bit of what we're offering here. So let's what should we start with? Where do you want to go with it?
Well, I always start my free massages with a bit of a pedicure myself, and then I sort of work my way up my leg.
I was thinking the show. Where do you want to start the show?
Sorry. I thought we said that we were offering massages.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think, Little P? Or It's Not a Laughing Matter, or DJ Sugar Tits. Those are your choices.
Oh, well, you got to go with my favourite rapper, Little P, innit?
All right, let's do it.
But DJ Sugar Tits does have some classic tracks.
Make your bloody mind up.
Oh, I'm just saying that it's all good. Now, you know what? Let's go for Sugar Tits.
All right, here we go.
By journalist Jenny von der Block, who specializes in interviewing drug addicts, or as they like to be known, Las Vegas DJs.
Welcome to DJ Insider, where we go behind the turntables and find out what makes these modern music pioneers tick, and find out how they prepare for their grueling shows. Today we meet DJ Sugar Tits, Las Vegas' biggest up-and-coming talent. He has already sold out arenas across the USA and has 2 permanent residencies in Ibiza. Thanks for joining us, ST.
Sup?
Can you tell the listeners about how you prepare for a show?
Well, it's probably too complex for normal people to understand, but basically, I gotta log into my computer and then click on the iTunes icon and then put in my password. Then, I gotta copy and paste my playlist for the night. Once I've done that, I gotta find the right t-shirt. You know, the wrong t-shirt can mess up the whole thing. It's not all champagne and bitches and all. It's a lot of planning is required, you know what I'm saying? Like, am I gonna fist bump, you know, like, ruh, 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 or do that rain-making thing, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks for the demonstration, but we are on radio, don't forget.
Yeah, okay.
So what's the toughest show you've ever had to do?
Well, that's easy. Back in 2009, I forgot my laptop at home because DJ JJ had been up all night snorting Oxycontin, and so I had to borrow JJ's laptop and his iTunes, which was in French, and when I pressed play, God knew what would happen. That's it.
What do you love most about DJing?
Probably the bitches. They think I'm a genius, and well, secondly, taking credit for other people's talent. It's very satisfying.
What do you think it takes to become a DJ?
About $1,500.
And why did you decide to become a DJ?
It all started when I first went to the club at 18 and saw one of the local greats, DJ Taut, and I thought to myself, hey, even I could do that. And I realized I couldn't afford the CDs and turntables, and then I found out I could buy a laptop, pirate the music, and then that was that. I was banging bitches in no time at all. DJ for life!
That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us today, DJ Sugar Tits, and good luck with your forthcoming album. I can't believe we are still paying people to do this. And join us next time when DJ Skidmark takes us behind the scenes of his gold-plated Cochrane collection.
Captivating stuff. Enthralling content. Thank you, Thesaurus. That interview was brought to you in part by the Tattoo Artist Association. Who needs a personality when you can draw one on? Next up tonight, a word from our American sponsors.
Do you suffer from occasional coughing? Do you ever sneeze? Have you ever had a headache? Then you need Fixitol, the breakthrough medication that, if taken 4 times a day rectally, will set you free. Ask your doctor about Fixitol and demand they prescribe it to you. You have never gone to med school, but why should that stop you from telling your doctor what to do? Count yourself lucky. In other countries, advertising prescription medicine is illegal because other countries are full of people scared of their own freedom. Tell your doctor what to do. It's your right as an American.
Warning, side effects include chest pains, diarrhea, itchy feet, bad breath, depression, anxiety, anxiety about depression, tennis elbow, soccer shin, astronaut's chin, deafness, shortness of legs, and anal leakage.
I've been taking Fixitol for 2 weeks. Excuse me while I change my underwear.
Oh, just make a decision. Mexican or Italian?
I don't know. We had Italian last week.
Well, my first choice was Chinese.
No, it never leaves me satisfied.
How about Greek?
Ew, no way. Gross. Ew, no. Let's do Spanish.
No, I always get stuff stuck in my teeth.
What about North American?
Oh, but it's always so fatty.
Oh, then get Japanese. You can't go wrong with Japanese. It's consistent. And it's always satisfying.
Fine. It's settled. Tonight, we get a Japanese hooker.
That is one advantage of being single. You don't have to consider others when buying a prostitute.
Wow, some profound advice there from Richard Blackmore. So there you go, that's a flavour of what we do here at White Noise. And so we're looking for your assistance tonight to continue the good work we do here. And what we mean by that is we're raising funds for the CITR, which means that with this newfound donations, we're going to grow more writers and more broadcasters. That means we're going to support the training and development production staff at CITR. Last year we did over 386 hours of training. We provide valuable learning and leadership opportunities for students. We've launched careers in the media. Our alumni works for CTV, CKNW, CBC, the Globe and Mail. I mean, the list goes on. We're also looking to, do a lot to cultivate the quality of what we do here. This year we launched a women's collective, indigenous collectives, and accessibility collectives. So it's also about making sure that we're providing services to a diverse group of people, not just the majority, but the many different groups out there who deserve a voice and deserve a place. And that's what we're offering at CITR. So if you believe in that, if you believe in what we do at CITR, then donate now to the White Noise Show, and we will gratefully give you some fantastic swag for your hard-earned cash. We're offering for $5 a Zoolander 2 poster. For $10, we're offering to name a character on the White Noise Show after you or someone you want to us to do it to, maybe for good reasons, maybe because you don't like them. Whatever it is, we'll do that for you. That's the kind of people we are. And then for $30, we're going to give you the Friends of CITR card, which does amazing things. It gets you discounts at record stores, at tattoo parlors.
I got into Narnia with it.
You can go to Narnia with it, according to Connor. I mean, Carl, whatever your name is.
Where's Connor?
You can do all sorts of great stuff with the discounts on there all over Vancouver. If it's anything to do with music or the culture that we breed here and at Discorder, it's got a discount for you. And then if you go for $50, we're going to let you come and join us on the Sacred White Noise after show to discuss the big issues and the really, really small issues. And that's what we love to do here. So we're going to bring you in for $50. You're going to sit with us on the show and have a good old chinwag. If you donate $60, you're going to get all the things we talked about and the CITR Growler, which is like a big hipster mug.
sort of glass thing that everyone, you know, it looks pretty sweet, so you can chug away on that. You can also use it as an instrument if you blow on it, you know, do a little sort of whistle, bottle whistling. I hear that's fun with the kids. Then for $101.9, you get the CITR notebook, the growler, and the Friends of CITR card. For $175, you get the record bag. You get the Pop Alliance LP, which is an LP that CITR's put out, I believe, with, is it Maple Records, or one of the Canadian distributors. You get the CITR notebook, the growl, and the Friends of CITR card. What I'm saying is, every time you donate more, you get all the things you were going to get, plus more stuff. I mean, it's brilliant. And then for $250, you get the Frame Discorder cover of your choice, which looks amazing. And of course, if you donate $500, you get all of that, an on-air shout-out, and a 10-song playlist of your choice on the radio. So, what more do you want? What more do you want for your money? So call in now, 604-822-8648, and we will happily make those dreams come true. All right, so let's play another track, mate. What are we going to have next? We've got a choice of Hipster Heartbreak, Bloodletting, or The Ring.
Well, I fancy, I wish Neil was here, he could help me pick these. Let's go for the Hipster Heartbreak.
Okay, we'll do Hipster Heartbreak and then we'll do Bloodletting.
And then we'll do Bloodletting, yeah.
Last time tonight is alternative theatre piece, Hipster Heartbreak.
Hey, dude, we really need to, like, talk?
That is so mainstream.
Yeah, but we need to.
I'm kind of busy. I'm recording rare DVDs on a Betamax. It's making a comeback, you know?
Well, this is more important.
I doubt it. And anyway, after this, I'm brewing some amazing mead.
Please, just listen.
Fine, what is it?
I'm breaking up with you.
What? Why?
You're just not hipster enough for me.
You're joking, right? Me? Not hipster enough? I was the first guy to drink PBR.
No, you weren't. That beer's like 150 years old.
Well, I totally brought in Paisley.
Really? I don't remember your fashion career.
Well, I can change. I could be a better hipster. I could wear more plaid. I could bake gluten-free. I could grow a terrible mustache. I promise.
It's not enough, Kane. I'm sorry.
What about all the ultimate frisbee we shared? The improv comedy nights? The vegan dinners? The 12 hours of feminist monologues?
It's not enough.
How can you do this to me?
What? You knew what I was like when we met.
What you were like? I was an accountant for a large law firm with a six-figure income. I had it all until that fateful night when I stumbled across your one-woman show. But I gave it all up in that instant as I became enchanted by you. And I moved into this weird shed living space.
Hey, guys. Can I borrow some sage?
Could you just give us 10 minutes, Tess?
It's my room, too.
Oh, I know. We hear you. Look, Hannah, I became what I thought you wanted me to be so we could be together. So just tell me what to do.
It's over, Kane. I've fallen for another.
who is he?
Oh, don't worry about it. It's someone you've never heard of.
Unlucky Kane, I've been there too. I once got a tattoo for a woman's affection. I don't even like butterflies. That piece was brought to you by Ollie's Ostentatious Orgies. It's fancy fucking. Next up tonight is a period piece. It's set in the early 20th century, and it's about the life of doctors.
Michael, good to see you. I haven't seen you since the 1902 conference in Geneva.
That's right, before you got struck off.
How did you know about the sucking off?
I said struck off.
Ah, so are you enjoying this poor excuse for a medical conference.
Oh, definitely. Did you see my speech on bloodletting?
Oh, yes. Amazing stuff. I only wish we could save more people with it.
I know. I had 3 patients with colds come in last week, and 2 of them, soon as I drained 4 pints of blood, dead. If only I'd done it sooner, I might have saved them.
I know. But there is some other great stuff coming down the pipeline. Have you heard about lobotomy?
No.
It's where they gently tap the patient's brain until the patient is completely stupid.
Oh, marvellous! I hate the clever ones, always questioning me. I mean, which one of us went to medical school?
We both did.
That's not what I meant.
Then why did you say it?
Never mind. Did you see the lecture on insulin-induced comas to treat addiction?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It was brilliant. What a show. They injected this patient with insulin. He goes completely mental. They're holding him down. Eventually, he finally stops freaking out, and he's in a coma.
And it stopped his addiction?
Then, oh, he's in a coma. But apparently, all of the psychiatrists are going nuts for it.
Well, then, it must be good. When have the majority of people been wrong? Oh, you must have seen that chemotherapy lecture yesterday too, then.
No.
Oh, well, then you were lucky. What a waste of 2 hours of my life.
Yeah?
Some idiot was proposing that we inject people with poison to kill cancers.
Poison?
Yes, it's literally derived from mustard gas.
Won't that have nasty side effects?
Yes, that.
That?
Whatever side effects you're thinking of right now. It will cause that.
Oh.
It literally causes everything.
Jesus. Does it at least work?
Sometimes. If it's a fairly straightforward case. No curveballs, you have a chance.
Dear God. Well, forget that. I'll just stick to good old bloodletting.
Good idea. Stick with what you know. Stick with what you know.
Ah, how we change. Now we give our lobotomies in pill form. Much more civilized. Next up is a couple having it out in New York Theatre's piece, It's Not a Laughing Matter.
Hi, darling.
Don't hi, darling, me.
Pardon?
Where have you been?
Just out of friends.
Don't lie to me. I know what you've been doing.
I've been just hanging out with friends.
You're at it again, aren't you?
I don't know what you mean.
You've been juggling.
How did you know?
You're still wearing your clown shoes.
I'm so sorry.
You promised you were going to give it up when Aaron was born.
I know. I can't resist the temptation.
It nearly killed you, Mike.
I know.
Oh, you already lost 2 brothers to fire eating. Think about your poor mother.
I'm sick, Brittany. It's genetic. I have clown compulsion disorder. My family tree is full of men who entertain themselves to death, consumed by their obsession with reaching perfection in their art.
I know, but I can't go through this again. It's too hard to watch.
But I can cope, Brittany. I'm not like your father.
How dare you? He was a ventriloquist. Of course he was suicidal. The only popular ones are the ones with the racist puppets.
Exactly. I'm not going to end up like that. I've got a sponsor, Barry. He's helping me.
I don't trust him. I heard he used to give handjobs for Silly String behind the 7-Eleven.
That's all in the past. He just got his 5-year chip.
Fine. All right. Let's try and make this work. But if we are going to have any real chance, we both need to be honest about everything.
I quite agree.
Then listen. I have a confession to make.
Okay. Go on, you can tell me anything.
I'm an addict, too.
Oh, my. What is it, magic? Unicycles? It's not balloon animals.
No. It's mime.
Mime?
Yes.
No. Say it isn't so anything but that.
I'm sorry, Mike. It was that summer in Paris, and I met this guy, Jacques, and things just got out of hand.
Brittany, I can't go down that path. I will not watch you silently fall apart. Then you'll do it again and again as you practice mime endlessly.
Oh, Mike, no more arguing. Just kiss me, you fool.
Sorry, I should have taken my nose off.
Wow, powerful themes, profound acting. Another classic off-Broadway piece there. Next up tonight, there is Trouble in Paradise.
I hate you! I hate your face, the way you walk, that terrible mustache you always have, that mole that is always staring back at me. I hate your mother, your sister, your nephew, your third cousin. Your job is an embarrassment. It's sick what you do. Who in their right mind would choose to be a reality TV producer? I hate that ridiculous way you fist bump when you're excited. The pretentious way you smoke clove cigarettes. I hate that tattoo of a koi carp on your arm. You've never even seen a koi carp. And most of all, I hate the fact you never listen to anything I say.
Hey, darling. Talking to yourself in the mirror again?
Ugh, yes.
Go easy on yourself, kids. No one else will.
Better training and support means higher production quality for all of our programs. Better research, better audio, deeper analysis, and more informative and entertaining radio, all from your independent local perspective. Help us out here at CITR and donate this fund drive. This year, we're looking to increase the cultures on our airwaves and support our training. Go to citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT.
Who will win the digital revolution? On Sunday, March 6th at the Downtown VPL, join Robert McChesney and John Nichols in conversation on their new book, People Get Ready, The Fight Against a Jobless Economy and a Citizenless Democracy, in a fundraiser by Open Media and Media Democracy Project Vancouver. Tickets are $5 for students and seniors and $10 for general. Available at openmedia.org/en/events.
All right, listening to the White Noise Show, I'm Richard Blackmore, and I'm joined in the studio by Carl Weathers. How you doing, Carl? Are you enjoying that music?
Yeah, it was catchy, wasn't it?
That was pretty good, it was pretty good. So, you know, how are you feeling so far? What's your thoughts? Yeah, but you've been pretty quiet so far. Fill me in, sir.
Well, I was thinking about my mum, actually. She's going through a bit of a rough time because Neil's moved out. I think she's upset that he's left. I don't really understand it, to be honest, but I want to be there for both of them.
For those who don't understand, Neil is his best friend and his mum is his mum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the state of things, really. So I'm just trying to be there for both of them, but, you know, it's really...
Do you think there was something going on behind your back between the two of them?
What do you mean?
Was Neil shagging your mum?
Oh, God. I never thought of that. Oh, jeez, that's... Oh, no, I'm really confused.
I think you've always been confused, Carl.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
The fact that your best friend's banging your mum.
Oh, God, no!
Well, while you're thinking about that, let's talk about Fun Drive. So we're doing Fun Drive at CITR right now, which means we're looking for your generous donations. So send... If you're interested, we're looking for your generous donations because we're trying to raise funds to improve the non-profit radio station that we're running here. We're offering you unlimited music and spoken word content every day on the web, on the air, for your listening pleasure. And we do it at the goodness of our heart, but we also want to do it to the best of our abilities, which means that we're trying to raise some funds to contribute to the great work that we do here. So our focus this year, in the past, it's been about getting our new station that we are gratefully sitting in right now, about building a better website that we are using to, you know, it's really improved. I love the new website. Do you love the new website, Carl? That was last year's focus. Isn't it a much better... Oh, he's still thinking about his mother. Sorry.
I love it. And I, Carl Weathers, will endorse said product upon pain of death.
It's okay, Carl. It's all right. You don't have to be strong. I know you're breaking up inside. But remember this, audience. If you donate, your good money will go to making sure that CITR is building audiences for local bands, supporting local venues. We do all sorts of great work. You know, we're doing our local pop compilations with Mint Records. We also make sure that we support the music community here in Vancouver. We help grow new talent, which means students and community members within the Vancouver area come in, and we do all sorts of great training to make them
better people, and we offer services to an extremely diverse and inclusive group, and that's really important to us here. We even have a mandate to make sure we play enough female content because we believe in the diversity and the quality of people out there, and we believe they should all be heard. So if you believe in that too, send your money in to 604-822-8648, and if you do it, we're going to give you some awesome prizes. If you send money in courtesy of the White Noise Show, we're going to give you for $5 a kick-ass Zoolander 2 poster. For $10, we'll name a character in a sketch after you or someone you don't like if you prefer that. For $30, you get a Friends of CITR card. If you get $50 in, you can come on the White Noise After Show and talk some smack with Simon and Connor on a different night of the week. We're always having fun doing that. We got some big issues, some little issues. If you put in $60, you get the Growler. And when I say each one of these, I'm talking you get that plus what I already said. So, you know, if you're putting $60 in, you're getting the Growler, you're getting the chance to be on the White Noise After Show, you're getting the Friends of CITR card, you're getting the Zoolander 2 poster, and you're getting the name of character on the show. So what are you waiting for? 604-822-8648. All right, next up is part of our...
Dick.
What?
Dick.
Pardon? What? Because I'm Richard.
Dick, I got to cut some cheddar with you.
Okay, go on then.
So, I've been taking this online university class, right?
Uh-huh.
About being an agent. So, I want 20%.
Okay, we'll discuss this while the good people are listening to something quality. So this is part of our quiz show sort of series we did. We had Family Feudal, where a family had to live in feudal England. We had
family still lives in feudal England.
The hot seat, we had to answer questions while your seat was on fire. And this one is called Tear Factor, so enjoy. Radio game show, Tear Factor. Enjoy.
G'day, and welcome back to Tear Factor, the show where couples make each other cry for big cash prizes. I'm your host, David Smiley, and tonight's contestants are Gainer and Kyle from Perth.
Next up tonight, some old people complaining.
And Shauna and Travis from Adelaide. Welcome to
these
all four of you. Great to have you with us.
Born.
So, Carl, little birdie tells me you recently got some great news.
Did I?
Yes, that's what my cue card says.
Oh, right, yeah. I didn't realise I told the research about that.
No problem. Let's hear about it.
Well, there was this guy that used to bully me in school, and I recently found out he had incurable cancer.
That wasn't it, Carl.
What?
That wasn't what we told you to talk about.
Oh, right, yeah, silly me. Yeah, I remember now. What you told me to say was I just got a new promotion at work.
Great. And what's your new position?
Well, you know the guy that on movie sets who holds the boom microphone?
Yes.
I hold his bag.
Okay, moving on. Gainer, what do you do for a living?
I'm a prostitute.
Oh, really? I'm guessing you're not very expensive.
Wait. I am in prosecutor, not a prostitute. Oh, my goodness. Silly me. I'm always doing that, getting my words mixed up in court.
My last assumption still stands. Anyway, over to our other pair, and we have ourselves a bomb. That's right. Travis, I hear you're a limey git.
What?
Apparently, you're originally from Bath, England.
No.
Oh?
No, I was born in a bath, but that was in Melbourne.
Fabulous. And finally, Shauna, what do you do for fun?
Well, I'm a typical Aussie girl, so of course I like to have a drink.
A girl after my own heart, Shauna. And what's your favourite stiff one?
Well, you go through phases, don't you? But right now, I'd say it's probably a goat's blood sunrise.
Oh, I've not had that cocktail. What's in it?
It's 2 shots of vodka, 1 shot of tequila, and 1/2 pint of goat's blood.
Brilliant. I will have to try it right after I strangle my researcher. Join us after these messages for round one of Tear Factor. Tear Factor is brought to you in part by Kenny's Koalas, chlamydia free since 1993, and also the Army. Join us. It's like Call of Duty, but this time you get to shoot the 12-year-olds. Welcome back to Tear Factor. The show where your partner's tears could be worth more than their organs. Travis, Shauna, Kyle, Gaina are in position wearing the Tear Factor patented face gear.
Aren't these just swimming goggles?
Shut up, Kyle. The rules are simple. You have 1 minute to make either of you cry more than the other team. Travis and Shauna will go first because I am far more attracted to that couple. So, are you ready, guys?
As we will ever be.
Okay, on your marks, go!
Okay, Shauna, remember I love you, but this is for the new TV, the new car, and your heart surgery, okay?
Okay.
My God, you look like your mother. Everyone said you would do eventually, but cry, Shauna. It's like you melted. Nice one! I mean, seriously, what are we going to talk about something besides PTA meetings? And what happened outside school when you picked up the kids? Who cares? And another thing, tell your idiot brother that he can't live in my caravan any longer. I don't care that your dad was a bastard. He's dead, Shauna.
A valid effort from you two there. Well done. That might be hard to beat. You can stop crying now, Shauna.
Oh, no.
Gaina and Carl, are you ready?
You bet we are.
Okay, on your marks, go!
Okay, Gaina, I find your constant wearing of dungarees annoying. I wish you would chew more quietly. Your sister is perhaps slightly more attractive than you. Your bum could be smaller.
Come on, Kyle, it's not working. Try harder. It's for the money. For that new sewing machine you really want.
All right, shut up. My friends are watching. Okay, I got one. I shagged Elizabeth.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Your cousin. Yeah, and it was amazing. She knew stuff I'd only seen written on bathroom walls.
Well, I shagged your brother Mike.
What?
That's right. I've been seeing him for a year.
Gaina? I was making it up to win the game. But you... I knew you were banging Mike, you bitch. Can't believe it.
I'm sorry. You just got so fat and boring.
And that's time. Well, that was a close game, but Carl just tipped the scales there with that flood of despair at the last second, giving him and Gaina the win. Congratulations, guys. Commiserations to Shauna and Travis, but don't worry, no one leaves here empty-handed. You both get a week's free marriage counselling, courtesy of Tear Factor. This is all we have time for this week. Join us again for more Tear Factor. Good night.
Fabulous content from down under there. And that was brought to you in part by Stevenson's Elective Gastric Bypass Surgery. There for you when you give up. Next up tonight, some old people complaining.
These bloody millennials don't know they're born.
I know. They live at home till they're 25. By the time I was 25, I had 3 kids, a mortgage, and a stomach ulcer.
And all they do is watch their Netflix and play their video games and drink their energy drinks.
Yeah, in our day, all we had was local theatre, war games, and Coca-Cola.
At least Coca-Cola had cocaine in it still.
I always said the original Coke was the best. We had to put up with 2 world wars, the Cold War, the Vietnam War, and War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds was just a radio play, Bernard.
Tell that to the dead alien buried in my garden. In our day, sex was sex. One man, one woman, in a bed. None of this rainbow parties and Tinder and Grindr and rosebudding.
What's rosebudding?
Well, it's not the gardening tips I was looking for, I can tell you that much.
We also had to wear long dresses. None of this bum hanging out of your shorts and sleeveless tees.
Men wore suits that fitted, no skinny jeans. And people wore glasses because they had a prescription, not because it went with their paisley scarf.
What a joke!
I know. Christ, I wish I was a millennial.
Me too.
Don't we all? The nearest I've ever come to sexting was when I texted a question to the STD clinic. Next up tonight, men are on the prowl.
Hey, baby. Let me buy you a drink.
Okay, sure.
2 double whiskeys, my good man.
And what would you like?
Just a lager, please.
A lager for the lady, my good man.
That's a woman.
Well, if she doesn't wear any makeup, what does she expect? So, what do you do?
I'm a student.
Let me guess. Human kinetics?
No.
Drama?
No.
Psych?
No.
Well, those are all the hot girl subjects. What then?
Engineering.
No! Get out!
Yeah? You got a problem with that?
Oh, no, no. Each to their own. It's just a lifestyle choice I don't agree with.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
Well, my job is merely to support my real passion.
And what's your real passion?
I am a prestige level 10.
A what?
Black Ops!
You're a soldier?
Oh, yes. Online, of course. I also hold the touchdown record on my copy of Madden 15.
You mean in a game?
Yes, but I'm talking legendary mode. No amateurs here. I wear gloves to play.
Well, here's my hidden talent. See ya.
But you haven't given me your number yet. Come on, I completed Bloodborne in 2 days.
Did you say Bloodborne in 2 days?
Yeah, that's right. No walkthroughs, no forums.
That's hot.
I play to 100% completion every time. Every item, every unlockable, every last inch of the map. I've won the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the Heisman Trophy, the Champions League, and even the Masters.
Take me here.
Next up tonight, it's a commercial.
New from the people who brought you Hungry Man Meals. It's Holiday Hungry Man. We have the traditional Christmas dinner. It's 10 pounds of food just for you. Or try the Hanukkah pack. It's 12 latkes to fill the void. Or if you're really miserable, grab the Kwanzaa case, which is some sort of sweet potatoes and peas thing. It's spicy! So remember this holiday season, you don't have to be a hungry man just because you're a sad, lonely man.
I know what I'm eating tonight. Definitely none of that. Alright, there you go. That was another block of white noise. Best of. This is the 1 year anniversary show. I'm Richard Blackmore, and I'm joined in the studio by special guest Carl Weathers. How you doing, Carl?
Yeah, doing alright now, actually. That comedy there cheered me up a wee bit.
Oh, good, good. You've got over the fact that your best friend's shagging your mother in your bed while you're sleeping next to him. Oh, shit, I've reminded you. Sorry. We should have...
You know what?
Fun Drive! Let's talk about Fun Drive. Let's take your mind off your mum.
That probably explains all the dog turds coming from.
The what? In your bed?
Yeah.
That's unhygienic, Carl. You should really sort your life out, mate. All right, let's talk about Fun Drive. Hey, you're excited about Fun Drive, Carl?
Yeah. Oh, I'm always up for a bit of fun, although I didn't get my licence, so I'm not sure driving. I'm not sure I can fulfil that role.
Yeah. It's more about just donating money than driving, if you understand.
Wait. Can you explain? So donate money. How?
Okay. So what you do is you go online to citr.ca/fundrive.
citr.ca/fundrive,
and you donate all your hard-earned cash to the CITR radio station here, and what we're going to do is we're going to use that money to basically create new hot talent for your listening pleasure here and invest in the good people and the good work that we do this station.
Are you saying that you invest in plastic surgery?
If we have to, if it comes to that, if that's the difference, and if that's going to make him better, we'll do whatever we need to. I mean, we're going to start with maybe just, like, you know, training them how to use the equipment, but if we have to get to that point, we'll consider it. You know, I mean, that's the beauty of Canada. We've got the, you know, universal healthcare, so we could probably get a good discount anyway. Why? Is there anything in particular you fancied?
What? No, it's just that you said that you were going to help to grow hot people or something.
Hot talent.
Hot talent. Well, same difference.
It could be, it doesn't have to literally be, you know, when I, hot in quality without that literal sort of physical sort of, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking.
So like that Katy Perry song, because you're hot and you're cold, you got talent or not talent, and that sort of shite.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so if you want to donate, send in to 604-822-8648. We'll talk again later on about the kick-ass prizes we've got, but now...
Wait, but can I get one thing straight?
So, go on, then.
So I get my telephone. I type in 604-822-8648. That's the one.
Yeah.
And I ring up and I say, hello there. I would like to donate some monies, please.
Yeah.
And then someone picks up the phone and they goes, hello. Oh, that's already happened, though. And then they say, oh, yes, I'll take your monies, please. Thank you very much. And then that's it.
No, you get some kick-ass swag for doing that.
Okay.
So you get $5 donation, gets you a Zoolander 2 poster. A $10 donation gets you that. Plus, you get to name a character on the White Noise show, as long as you mention that you're donating to the White Noise show in particular.
But, like, how does the money actually... Because if I say, oh, here, I'll give you $10...
Yeah, so you can do it by credit card.
I'll give you $1 million, but how does it work?
Yeah, you can donate it by credit card. You can drop them a check or cash off at the station. And there is a... Is there another way you can do it? I guess you can pay by cash at the station or by check. Yeah, that sounds about all of them.
Do IOUs work?
No, unfortunately not.
I pay in pancakes?
I'm sure there's certain people you could probably pay in pancakes, but this, I'm going to say no for personally.
Okay. All right. Well, because I think this is actually a very good business venture. I think Neil would love this.
Well, speaking of Neil, I was thinking, how about we do a bit of Carl and Neil? Let's do a bit of reminiscence.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
All right, so this
Oh, Dick, there, thanks.
All right, so here we go. This is Carl and Neil. So remember, if you want to donate, 604-822-8648. But this is Carl and Neil coming at ya.
Oh, yeah.
Coming at ya. Here we go.
It was much cheaper to just have regular teachers tell us that we never amount to anything. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back. Alright, Carl, I've got a plan. We're gonna do some gold digging.
You mean marry a rich older woman?
No! Actually, yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
So, where do we find one?
I found this awesome website with loads of them called plentyofflesh.com.
Oh, I've been there. That's where I found my second grandma. Any luck?
Yeah, I think I found one.
What's she like?
Short, round, hairy and bad-tempered.
Ooh, just my type.
One catch, though.
Oh, there always is. No one is that perfect.
She wants to see both of us.
Like a menage a trois?
With us, it'd be more like a menage a twat.
This place looks a bit too classy for us, Neil.
Oh, don't worry, she's paying. Just relax, mate.
How do I look?
Terrible, but that's nothing new.
How's my breath?
Oh, Jesus, Carl, that makes my eyes burn.
Seriously, this place is so swanky.
Shut up, man. We're next.
Good evening and welcome to Olive Garden. Is it a party of two?
No, we're meeting a Ms. Ursula Dusty Baps. Is she seated already?
Yes, in the corner by the toilets.
Oh, wow. Prime seating, Neil. Such a short walk to the box.
Ursula must be a very important customer.
Hello, boys!
Good evening, Miss Dusty Baps. What a pleasure to meet you.
Did you bring protection?
I brought a knife.
No, I mean a prophylactic.
Oh, do you have indigestion?
She means a condom, Carl.
Oh, no, I didn't. I figured I could share Neil's.
Not to worry. I have a female condom. It's basically a garbage bag you stick in your vagina. So, tell me more about yourselves. You said online you were entrepreneurs.
No, we're not. We're British.
Ignore my friend's little joke. Yes, we are self-employed businessmen.
And what do you sell?
Well, anything we can nick, mainly.
Carl, he's pulling your leg, Ursula.
It's okay. I like a bad boy or two.
Well, they don't come better than us. Oh, I haven't done the dishes in weeks. My mum is so pissed.
Carl, enough with the jokes.
Neil, please stop crushing my balls.
Are we starting on the foreplay already?
Not quite. I need a drink first. A really big one. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Could I order a drink, please?
What?
Could I order a drink, please?
No, what do you want?
Oh, a Ryan Coke.
Single or double?
Triple.
And your friend?
A pina colada, please.
You mean a pina colada?
Nah, it's like a pina colada, only it's made in prison.
One last thing. Could you guys not grope each other under the table? It's putting people off their food.
So are you boys ready to make a move? Over and over again?
Maybe one more whiskey and rye.
You've had eight.
Just one more.
I thought you guys were DTF.
What's DTF?
Desperate to fornicate.
Oh, we are.
You too, Neil?
Yeah, with the lights off. Do you have any of those old people sedatives?
Sedatives? No, but I have some stool softeners.
I can't believe we're going through with this.
Ah, chill out, Neil. It's not the first time we've seen each other naked.
Yeah, but this is the first time there's a woman here.
Oh, boys, I'm ready for you.
You ready, Neil?
Mint for breath? Check. Deodorant? Check. Snorkel? Check.
Well, here goes. My dignity. Oh, Jesus! That was incredible! I've never seen such hedonistic depravity! Ursula, you're a genius! A sexual Da Vinci!
Neil!
There should be sonnets of your...
Neil!
What? I really don't want to look at you.
I think she's dead.
What? Oh, shit.
Do we still get our money?
Next up tonight, Neil and Carl are up to their old tricks. Hello? Anyone home?
Neil! Oh my goodness, you're finally free!
Yep, the bastards finally let me go.
I can't believe you lasted that long in prison.
I know, the longest 3 days of my life.
So I guess you're going straight now?
Nope, still having sex with men.
Oh, of course, I meant not committing crime.
Are you joking? What else am I going to do?
You could be a window cleaner.
You can be a bloody window cleaner.
Well, if we are going to do a robbery, I have a plan.
Excellent, go on then.
I got a hot tip at the bathhouses the other night. Someone also gave me an idea for a robbery. There is this low security bank downtown. One teller, no guards. Easy money.
All right, let's go get some cheddar, then we'll go rob that bank. All right, everyone get on the ground. You, put everything in the bag.
Why are you doing this?
I'll ask the questions, lady. Just do as you're told, and no one gets hurt.
You want everything?
Don't miss anything.
The containers won't all fit.
Then take it out of the containers and stick it in the bag. Jesus, the customer service at this bank is appalling. Everyone on Yelp is going to hear about this.
They're done.
Thank you so much. Hang on. Why is this bag all soggy? What is this?
All the samples, as you asked.
Samples?
This is a sperm bank, sir.
Oh, Carl!
What? It's got to be worth something, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, I know a buyer. Money can come from strange places. First up tonight, women are talking.
It has been forever since I've been ravished by a man.
I don't think I've ever been ravished.
You need a man to be ravished, darling.
Linda, for the last time, I am not going to sleep with you.
No, not me. We have the technology.
I'm not having sex with a robot.
No, you just need a rabbit.
That sounds even freakier.
She means, you know, one of those...
Are you trying to say a sex toy, Tilly? We're grown women. You can say it.
All right. You just need to get one of your own penis.
That seems a little like giving up.
No, quite the opposite. It offers you the freedom to move forward without the constraints of bodily desires clouding your mental focus.
But isn't it a bit sad?
No sadder than putting up with someone that irritates the shit out of you for the sake of occasional sexual gratification.
And it won't fart in the bed.
Some of the Japanese ones will.
All right, fine. You sold me. I will get one. Not the farting one, just a normal one. Maybe on the big side.
Hi, Linda. Hello, ladies.
Girls, this is my brother, Derek. Derek, this is Helen and Tilly. Oh, you've been shopping again. What have you bought this time?
Oh, nothing major.
Go on, that's not nothing. What's in the bag?
Well, I'm actually kind of excited. I bought this amazing gadget. It's called a fleshlight. It's basically
a fake vagina.
You pervert, Derek! Oh.
Yeah, get a real girlfriend, you loser.
And that's what online ordering was meant for.
Next up tonight is a third piece about school. For some, it was the best days of their lives because they suck at being adults.
Hello, Mr. Neville. Thank you for coming in. Please, take a seat.
Okay, which one is it? I bet it's Jenny. She's always in trouble. Has she been fighting again?
No, nothing like that.
She kicked the shit out of that last teacher.
No, yeah, I know. That was hilarious. But no, it's about your youngest, Harry.
Harry? But he's a good one. All the teachers love him.
Well, you see, that's it. One of his teachers, Mr. Collins, has informed me that Harry is dressing too sexy.
Pardon?
Harry is, how can I put this?
What are you saying?
I'm saying Mr. Collins is finding it very difficult to teach with that gorgeous son of yours just flaunting his perfect pecs in front of him. I mean, Harry needs to cover up.
Shouldn't Mr. Collins be the one controlling himself?
It's not just Mr. Collins, it's the janitor, it's the PE teacher, it's the women in his class. They're all gagging for it.
Well, I really think that is their problem, not his.
I really wish it was, Mr. Neville, but you have to understand that Mr. Collins and these girls are just unable to control themselves. They are giving in to their impulses. Haven't you ever been turned on by a sexy young boy?
No, but if I was, I would keep it to myself. What is Mr. Collins' first name? I'd like a word with him.
I'm sorry, but I really can't divulge that information.
Why not?
I don't really know what his name is. I think it might be Errol. Oh, that can't be right.
Look, this is ridiculous. My son should not be made to feel ashamed of himself because your staff are a bunch of pervs.
They are not pervs. The inquiry proved that beyond doubt, Mr. Neville. Now, if you would just have Harry put on a nice sweater and some jeans to cover up those lovely muscular glutes, everything will be fine.
No, Harry is free to express himself as he sees fit. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to work. Those assless chaps won't sell themselves.
Our first segment tonight is the famous interview of jazz legend Tilda Bagless by journalistic powerhouse Billy Blinds.
I'm Billy Blind, and this is Jazz Legends. Tonight, I'm joined by the phenomenal Tilda Bagless. Good evening, Tilda.
Good evening, Billy. You're looking lovely tonight.
Perhaps only our older listeners will be aware of her stellar career. Tilda was in her heyday during the 40s. Starting out in Manchester, England, she made it all the way to America, the birthplace of jazz. What was the scene like back then, Tilda?
Thriving it was. I played sold-out gigs up and down England and Wales. I never played Scotland. I could never understand the booking agents on the phone. Didn't have a bloody clue what I was booking.
And you won many awards, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Best song, best album, best tits. Not that they're making a comeback anytime soon. If I lie down too quick, I'm likely to concuss myself.
What do you attribute to your success?
Well, there certainly weren't as many of us back in those days.
Really? In what sense?
Well, it was basically just me and the minorities.
I don't know if that's particularly PC, Tilda.
What are you on about? I'm talking about David and Paul Minority. Best backing band out of Castleford, they were. Paul had rhythm, let me tell you, the amount of times...
Probably not an appropriate anecdote, Tilda.
Let me finish. The amount of times he shagged me properly...
Tilda!
Oh, hang on, who's the jazz legend here?
You.
So listen, soft lad. Jazz was the 40s version of modern club music. It was music to get nasty to. Why do you think it was so popular? Sounds bloody awful to me. But who cares what music is playing when a strapping lad is grinding on you?
I see your point, I guess.
Just because something is old doesn't make it important or clever. Remember that, Sunshine?
I quite agree. That has become more than apparent during this interview. Alas, that's all the time we have for today. Join us tomorrow for more Tilda Magnus.
Thank you, Tilda and Billy. Unfortunately, I cannot bring you part two of that interview ever. Tilda died tragically later that night when she was mysteriously killed during an underground bingo game. That interview was brought to you in part by Nigel's Organic Chicken. We treat them better than our children. First up tonight is an interview with reclusive folk artist John in Hiding.
Good evening. You're listening to Folky Folks, and I'm Hannah Stout. My guest tonight is folk legend and infamous agoraphobe, John in Hiding. Hello, John.
Greetings, Hannah.
So, John, why have you suddenly come back to civilization?
Well, since the tragic loss of my wife, I've just felt so alone. Something had to change. I hit rock bottom when I spent my entire rent check on webcam porn.
I hear those can be quite addictive.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, I spent a fortune on equipment for my room, and I barely made a penny.
So, the new album is influenced heavily by the loss of your wife.
Oh, hugely. I mean, every track is haunted by the presence of her ghost. We just couldn't get it out of the sound booth.
Let's play a segment of one of those tracks now. This is John in Hiding with And Now You're Dead.
I am sorry you are dead, I shouldn't have sat on your head. I should have listened when you said, hey, that's my head, and now you're dead. I should have looked before I said, but I didn't. Now you're all flat, and so is the cat.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, I actually broke down making that track 3 times.
Really?
Yeah, my car's fucking useless.
But it must have also been emotionally draining.
Oh, it was. Repairs cost me a fortune.
But, I mean, the loss of your wife must have been taxing.
Oh, yeah, horrendously so. She was my soulmate. I mean, we were a near-perfect match on eHarmony.
You must miss her a lot.
I think about her all the time. Every time I sit down.
What are your plans now that you've completed the album?
Well, there's really 3 options. Go on tour, continue with my webcam show, or kill myself.
I think that's a bit extreme, John.
I know. I'll never crack the webcam show market.
Well, the best of luck to you. That's all the time we...
Can I give a shout-out, please?
Sure.
For those who were wondering, my webcam username is Long John the Pegger, all one word.
Oh, it's a pirate theme?
No. I should have listened when you said, hey, that's my hair, and now you're dead.
I've never understood the appeal of the webcam shows. I mean, what's the point of watching naked people if you're not surrounded by a bar full of drunk perverts? Wow, that song was catchier than Ebola. What did you think there, Carl?
That was... I've actually... What's that word? You know, I think it's like Austrian or something. That, like, you're happy when other people die. Or, like, something like that.
An arsehole?
Yeah, that's the one. Like, hearing that has actually made me feel a lot better for my personal circumstance.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. So even though that your mum shagged your best friend, at least you're not dead. Is that your outlook on life now?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah. That... I mean, it's like, I'm still alive, still grinding, still scamming. I've not had, like, nails, like, sat in my head or anything. You know, I'm still got my nostrils all clear.
That's good to know. That's good to know. And you're not on the game at the moment, because I know you're on the game for quite a lot of your adult life when you've been, you and Carl have gotten a bit tight.
I'm
or
Carl.
You and Neil have gotten tight for money. you sort of, yeah.
Yeah, we see each other's laps, yeah.
That's good, though. All right, so we gotta keep talking about Fun Drive, of course. So the lines are closed now, unfortunately. They'll be back open tomorrow morning. But if you want to donate right now, you can do it. It's theitr.ca/Fun Drive. And that's right, you can donate on behalf of the White Noise Show, and you're going to get, for $5, a Zoolander 2 poster. For $10, you're going to get the chance to name a character after you on a sketch. That's all you got to donate, $10. And then make sure you email us with who you want to name, you know, what the character is, or leave a note on your application for your donation, whatever you got to do. But make sure you tell us that information. And that's only for $10. Like, all of you out there, I'm sure I've just a spare $10 that you can lend to make this radio station better, to help us grow what we do here, and to make the Vancouver independent radio, the independent radio scene just that much better. All right, next up, we're going to do an Ordinary Gents sketch,
I've got
I think.
A question.
Okay, go ahead.
So, a friend of mine, whose name I shall not disclose,
uh-huh,
he wants to maybe donate to the show. So, how much would the prizes be if you were talking in terms of Turkish lira?
Well, the Turkish lira, I think, is about 2.2 to the euro. I don't know what that was a couple of years ago, actually, now. So I'm not sure what the difference is. But if you donated,
what about
if you donated 10 lira, I'll guarantee you a Zoolander 2 poster. How about that?
What about krona? Like Danish monies?
Get on xe.com, do the translation, and start with 10 Canadian dollars, and whatever the hell that is, and whatever bloody currency you want to do, that's how much you need to donate. All right, let's do... This one's called Booking a Vacation.
First up tonight, someone is booking a holiday.
Or booking a holiday, whichever you want.
Oh, there. How may I help you?
I'd like to book a vacation, please. Somewhere hot and cheap.
Let me take a look. I've got a special right now. 2 weeks, lots of sun.
Where is it?
The sun.
That's a bit too hot for me. I have very fair skin. What about somewhere historical?
Oh, how about this one? 1 week, all-inclusive, very historical.
Where's that?
Auschwitz. The tour is extra, but you do get complimentary showers. Not the bad kind.
I've already been there.
Oh, fair enough.
Maybe somewhere cultural.
I've got 10 days in Tiananmen Square, still available, and they've gotten rid of all the tanks.
Let's put that in the maybe pile.
Okay. How about a tour in the Amazon focused on the rubber trade? You get to see all the spots where European colonists committed genocide on the indigenous populations. And it comes with a free hat.
I don't wear hats.
I know. How about 2 weeks in Spokane, Washington? It's hot, it's cheap, and it's very quiet.
Why is it so quiet?
Because it's shit.
Honestly, I don't really like any of these options.
I know. There's just nowhere to go travelling, is there? I mean, it's not what it's all cracked up to be. You know what? You should just stay here. You could buy the two of us a lovely meal. Wouldn't that be a better way to spend your money?
I guess you're right.
Well, I'm just here to help.
That's why I always book my holidays online at www.spokanevacations.com. Next up tonight, the Ordinary Gentlemen are back.
I need a date.
Feeling backed up, are you? Do you want some of my prune juice?
No, a date. With a woman, preferably.
Why don't we try that speed dating thing?
No more drugs, Steve.
No, it's where you go on a bunch of short dates, and then you pick people you'd like to see again. And they match you with people who said they'd also like to see your ugly face again.
That sounds like a time saver.
And money. You don't even have to buy them a drink.
Won't they all be a bit young for us?
No, this is a seniors one. It's full of lonely women in need of company and a bit of rumpy bumpy.
Oh, I'm in.
What about Gladys?
Oh, I'm down.
But don't you like men?
No, I'm a woman who was born in a man's body, but is a woman, and I still like women.
So, does that make you a lesbian?
I don't know, I get confused myself.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you have 5 minutes for each interaction. Make a count, as that does include the time it takes you to sit down.
Hello, my name is Errol.
Hello, Errol, my name's Alice, or at least that's what the nurse tells me.
Do you have any hobbies?
These days, mainly staring out of windows, walking slowly, and crack.
Crack?
Well, I used to enjoy cocaine, but I can't afford it. Not on my pension, so I had to switch to crack. I switched to margarine, too.
Hello, I'm Steve.
Wait, what are you doing here, Steve? You said you were going to the pub!
And you said you were going to bingo, you cheating slapper!
Says you! Coming to pick up some tardy trollop!
Hang on, who's watching the grandkids?
Shit!
Hello, I'm Ken. I'm 57, and I'm a millionaire investment banker.
Hello, I'm Deirdre, and I work in the chippy.
Oh, I probably could have started smaller then. I have an electric fire in my living room with 3 settings.
I'm putting a tick next to your name.
Hello, I'm Gladys. I'm 75 and I used to be a geography teacher.
Hi, my name is Betty and I'm very short-sighted.
Nice to meet you. So what do you do?
I mainly enjoy complaining, but I also enjoy driving in the country. But lately that also involves crashing in the country.
Well, I drive. We could do that together.
Wonderful. And might I say, that is an unusual scent you have for a man. It's lavender, jasmine, and a hint of body odor.
That's a great nose you've got there. Yes, I refuse to be bound by gender stereotypes.
That is wonderful. I always wanted a man in touch with his feminine side.
You have no idea.
So how did we get on, lads?
I got 1 number and a slap in the face from me wife.
I got 2 numbers and a restraining order.
What did you say?
No, it's not against me. It's against that crackhead Alice.
What?
It's a long story. Ken, how about you?
3 numbers. And I only lied to 1 of them.
Not bad. And Gladys, how did you do?
No need to be embarrassed.
I got 24.
How? There was only 18 women here.
Some of them gave me their friends' numbers too. Speed dating isn't for me. I prefer sitting alone at home.
Next up tonight is a theater piece out of Idaho. I thought they only did potatoes.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Expensive Errol's Cheap Jewelry Store. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking for a ring.
For what occasion? Actually, let me guess. It's for your stepmother's 50th birthday.
No.
Oh, I'll give up then.
It's for my girlfriend.
Oh, right. Never have guessed that.
I want to get her something that says, I love you. But we haven't been going out for long enough for me to propose to her. So I was thinking a promise ring.
How long have you been dating?
6 months.
No, too soon, buddy. What you need is a pencil you in ring.
Oh, what?
It's 1 step below the promise ring. It says, I really like you, I think.
Oh, right.
Does that correctly represent how you're feeling?
Yeah, that's right on the money.
Speaking of which, what's your budget?
I was thinking around $100.
Whoa, nice. You can buy a whole collection for that. Let's start with this one.
Okay. Yeah, not bad. What's it made of?
Paper clips.
Do you have anything a bit more natural?
Oh, try this.
Oh, that's nice. What do you call that?
String.
Oh, that might be the one.
Hold your horses, hang on. Have a look at this beauty.
Oh my goodness. You're right, look at that.
Huh?
It's perfect. What is it?
That, sir, is the finest tinfoil available on today's market. It's conflict tinfoil. It comes out of the Congo, but it's all right. I know a guy who knows a warlord.
Perfect. How much?
Don't worry about it. Just give me your wallet. I will give you the ring and...
Hortensia.
And Hortensia will give you her heart, unless you change your mind later.
Deal. Oh, I can't wait to see the look on her face when I don't get down on one knee and make a non-committal expression of my love.
Romance has never been more alive, sir.
Wow, 6 months. My relationships don't usually last 6 hours, mainly because hookers charge by the hour.
Next up tonight is a young man seeking his fortune.
Dear young sir, I am Mystic Muriel of Klaus's Fantastical Traveling Carnival. Take a seat and I will reveal your future.
Oh, okay. This is my first time here.
Well, place your trust in me and I will guide you.
All right, so how does this work?
First, you must make an offering to me.
An offering? You want to see me naked?
No, no. Visa or MasterCard will do.
Oh, right. Sorry. Here you go.
So, Terry, where shall we start?
Whoa! How do you know my name was Terry?
It's on your Visa card, dear. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, I need to know. Am I ever going to be able to get back with Jenny, or should I just move on?
This Jenny, how long since you broke up?
2 years, about.
And she broke up with you, correct?
Whoa! Yeah, how did you know that?
Oh, a wild guess. I mean, a careful deduction.
Okay, well, should I give up?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't take a psychic to see that. Let's try something a little harder.
Fine. Well, will I eventually be a millionaire?
Only if the whole country sees mass inflation causing the value of the dollar to drop astronomically. But even then, relatively, you would still be dirt poor.
Oh. Wait, hang on. Aren't you meant to read some, what are they called, tarot cards? Or observe a crystal ball to answer these questions?
Only when necessary. The Best Buy Sales Associate uniform you are wearing told me all I need to know for that last one.
Well, what about my lifespan?
Okay, yes. That's a bit trickier. Let me see your palm.
Oh, that's more like it. Okay, so are you gonna, like, check my lifeline?
No, I'm checking your vital signs. You seem fine. Do you smoke?
No.
Then I'd say at least 75.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you actually do something psychic?
Well, then ask me something hard, but not something stupid like, when will you lose your virginity?
What? No, that already happened. Well, I mean, I was in her for a bit.
That didn't count.
Okay, well, who's my real mother?
Ooh, yes, yes, that's a good one. Let me get the crystal ball. Okay, so you've never met your mother then?
No, she gave me up at birth.
Really? And what year was this?
1988. 88? Yeah.
Oh.
It was, June 24th, and apparently she was just passing through. She worked in a circus or something like that.
It was in this town?
Yeah.
St. Paul's Hospital?
Oh, yeah! Do you see it in the ball?
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yes! And funny enough, I was the only boy born that day. It was apparently a 26-hour labor.
Oh, I remember. I mean, I see it now.
So, who's my mother?
Well, to be honest, Terry, I have no idea.
Poor Terry. I don't know who my mother is either. She would never tell me her real name.
That's a terrible affliction of being Richard Blackmore, but I get over it. I mean, you know, it's better than having your best friend shagging your mum. Sorry, Carl. Sorry to keep bringing it up, but it sticks with you, and I mean, it must be sticking with you pretty hard.
Do they call you Richard because it sounds like you've always got a big dildo up your ass?
Sort of. I mean, that raspiness in my voice is more to do with having smoked since I was 13 months old.
Oh.
Yeah, it happens, but it's okay. So, we're getting quite near to the end of the best of the 1 year anniversary, the Fun Drive show here. It's a lot of things, this show here at on the White Noise show at CITR.
Can I say hi to Neil?
You can.
Hi, Neil. It's Carl Weathers, you know, your best friend. I'm on the show with White Noise. CITR 101.9. That's the one, yeah. CITR 101.9, Neil. Tune in.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks Thanks for that. All right, so as I was saying, it is Fun Drive. We've been talking all show about how we're looking for your generous donations to improve what we do here at CITR. So if you do donate on behalf of CITR, we got some kick-ass swag. If you go on the website, which is citr.ca/fundrive, you can see the full list of things you'll get. Personally, from this show, though, for a $5 donation, you're going to get a Zoolander 2 promotional poster. If you donate, which is actually less than what a Zoolander 2 poster would cost you. So that's worth it every day. And then for $10, you're going to get the poster and you're getting the chance to name a character on a future sketch on the White Noise show. And for $50, we'll let you come on the White Noise After Show and have a chinwag and a debate with us for 50 smackers. You get that, and you get the Zoolander 2 poster, and you get the opportunity to name a character in a sketch. So what are you waiting for? Make sure you get over to citr.ca/fundrive and donate your generous, hard-earned money right now, and we will be so, so appreciated.
We take tips.
No, we don't, sir. We take generous donations on behalf of CITR. It doesn't go to us at this show. We merely are asking on behalf of the radio station to help facilitate the growth of the community here at the radio station. This is not a personal thing. This is for the good of the radio community here. All right, so we've got 10 minutes left, sir. So our last two picks of the night.
All right.
We haven't done, amazingly, we've done a Best of White Noise special, and we've yet to do an Elvis sketch, which has been such an integral part of our show for the last, like, at least the last 6 months of it, where we've done many different adventures of Elvis and Dolly Parton and Bono and Rasputin and John Lennon, all the secret agents working together to save the world. So we'll definitely be playing one of those before the end of the show. And we're also going to play one of our more satirical and feminist pieces, which has been also an important influence, I think, on our show, where we've tried to highlight egalitarian equality sort of ideals within our sketches. So we're going to play the Little Piece sketch as well. So they're going to play you out. So any last words before we end the show with these two kick-ass sketches?
Well, I was just going to say, I love that Elvis, he's great. But yeah, imagine if he found out that we weren't going to play him.
He'd shoot the shit out of us.
Hey there, shithead.
It doesn't take... Or he'd give us some of that homemade C4, which we've seen used to deadly, deadly...
Hey there, put him on the C4.
It doesn't end well for you with his C4.
I love him. He's great.
He's pretty awesome. He's definitely one of our better reoccurring characters.
I tried to be a rapper once as well, and it really didn't work out well for me. You know, in that earlier sketch, I think it was the first one that we played was about MC Sugar Tits. He mentioned DJ JJ, who was a close friend of mine, and I was going to be rapping for him. He was going to be DJing. He used to give me Indian burns. He'd take me down to the Indian place and pour a hot curry over my arm. What was all that about?
Was this before or after Neil used to spit on you at school? Or was it the same time?
Well, you know, probably about the same time.
Yeah, I mean, Carl, the more I talk to you, the more you make sense. That's all I'll say. All right, let's go on with...
Do I need to say bye now?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, actually, no. We'll come back and we'll say a little goodbye over the theme music at the end. It'll be really, really professional finish.
Goodbye.
We'll do. So hold your goodbye, sir. This is Little
retracted.
P. This is Little P for you. All right. So
all right.
Karen Morley, where she interviews self-proclaimed feminist rapper Little P. Enjoy.
Good evening, and welcome to the Rap Sesh. I'm Karen Morley, and today I'm joined by multi-platinum album-selling rapper, Little P.
What up? You're looking professional today, Karen.
Thank you, Little P. Of course, that comment was right in line with your brand new outlook on life.
100% it is. I used to be this typical misogynistic, homophobic gangster rapper, but I have been reborn.
In what sense?
Well, since my last album, Shake It and I'll Spank It, I met this shorty who showed me the error of my ways. She was like all up in my grill about my views on women, and damn, she was right. My lyrics have supported this idea of women as second-class citizens, like they were below men. I've been acting like such a little bitch. I mean, little pussy. Sorry, There are just so many insults that mean being a woman. Isn't that crazy?
No, we had noticed.
Well, that's all in the past for me now. My new album reflects a more enlightened perspective.
Eloquently put.
Thank you. I'm completely changed. I go down on girls without them even asking now.
That is sadly more impressive than it should be. So what new themes have you reflected in your latest EP?
Well, one of my tracks called Liberating Labias is all about how, like, women have all this stigma surrounding how they like to get down. Like, if she wants to get down, let her get down. But it goes both ways. Maybe my bro doesn't want to get down. He should be allowed not to get down. Sometimes a homie just wants to cuddle.
Yes, you cover that concern more than fully in the track. Homies don't have to be hoes.
For sure. Ironically, that is a great track to bang to. Another thing my shorty let me in on is that ladies don't always like being stared at in public just because they're showing some skin. That idea really inspired my track, Can't Stare, Gotta Strafe.
Oh, yes. I particularly enjoyed the lyric, If she sees your eyes, don't let them be on her thighs.
That is gangsta gold for sure. For sure. Another thing I learned was how, like, ladies can do all the stuff that dudes can do, like science, politics, rolling blunts. I talked about it in the track Booty and Brains. They got mad skills, some of them. Of course, some of them can't do shit. But for every one of them, I got a bro who can barely spell his name.
I noticed you also touched upon the issue of disproportional pay.
Huh?
Your song about women getting underpaid for the same job as a man.
All right! You're talking about Where's My Lady's Cheddar? Yes, that track I'm very proud of. Plus, it got the music I sampled super cheap because some lady wrote it. Wait. Ah, crap, I gotta fix that.
So do you think other rappers will follow suit? Is this the evolution of rap?
Nah. For one, there was already some rappers doing as I do. It's just none of you actually buy their records. You're too busy listening to this bullshit. Fembash, mainstream chum. And secondly, my ideas won't stick with people. Don't be naive. It's the same when you rap about being a G. People like to pretend that they are that gangster for half an hour while they bob their head and spit the rhymes. Then they go back to their actual reality and working in a food court and forget all about it.
Well, hopefully you can be the exception. Thank you for joining me today, Little P. And you can pick up his new album, I Just Want to Bang Empowered Women, online and at all good retailers. This was The Rap Sesh.
Thank you, Little P and Karen. I can't wait to get that classic in my collection. That interview was brought to you in part by The Police. Join us now, because soon we'll have to wear cameras and it won't be as fun. Next up tonight, Elvis and Bono are back.
Good evening, Elvis and Bono. Sorry for making you work a weekend.
Not a problem. Sunday is the Lord's Day, and the Lord loves a good ass-kicking.
Sundays. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Oh, Jesus, he's not gonna sing, is he?
Calm down, I haven't sung since New Year's Day.
Is that meant to be funny?
No, it's because of the vertigo.
Oh, just shut the hell up, you limey bastard.
I'm Irish, you idiot.
Yeah, whatever, same difference.
Whatever, you Canadian.
Oh, you wanna go, buddy? Is that it? You want me to show you some freedom right here, right now, Hulk Hogan style?
Knock it off. You're both equally terrible. Can we just get on with it?
Fine, whatever, dude.
Please continue. You have the Lord's blessing.
Oh, come on, seriously?
As I was saying, the reason we have had to bring you in on a weekend is due to the sudden revealing of shocking information. We've gotten intel that Wimbledon matches have been fixed.
Dear God!
What the fuck is Wimbledon?
It's an annual tennis tournament, part of the Grand Slam.
Grand Slam? Is that something to do with Denny's?
No, this issue is very sensitive for our British allies. Well, at least the rich ones. Especially the Queen. She PVRs all the matches. Apparently she likes the noises.
Don't we all?
And to reinforce that point, she has left you a message I will play for you now. If I can just find the tape. Ah. Hello, I'm Adrian Lexington, and I want to be the next Bachelor.
Oh, wrong tape. That was a good start.
Oh, thanks.
Good evening, Mr. Presley and Mr. Hewson.
It's pronounced Bono.
Shh. We have uncovered a black mark on the white dress of our country. We need you both to find the culprits and give them a Chelsea kiss.
Huh?
That is where you cut the git in the corner of their mouths. and then punch them in the stomach, spitting their cheeks.
Jesus Christ!
It is imperative that you mess these gentlemen up real bad. We need to show them whose face is on their money. If you need any assistance, call me on my mobile. I should be in all night, but I might have to pop to the shop for fags later. The British kind, not the rainbow kind. Good luck, and give them one for me, chaps.
Okay. Did we get all that?
One question. Who are the match fixers?
Well, isn't it obvious? It's that Harry kid.
It's Prince Harry? I knew the redhead was evil.
No, it's Harry Styles.
Who?
Bono, explain.
I haven't got a fucking clue.
From One Direction.
What's that? Travel company?
A band.
No, they're not. I've heard them.
Whatever. Not the point. Just go kick that tween idol's ass.
Fine. But I gotta take a shit first. 5 more minutes.
Ah, the British countryside. Almost as nice as Ireland.
Nah, it smells like my Uncle John, who couldn't get out of bed no more.
I love coming out here to shoot.
Oh, like rabbits?
No, the locals.
So, how's the new artificial legs?
Faster than the old ones, but the penis is smaller, though it is adjustable.
How do you take it down?
Badly. Ah, here it is. Styles Manor.
Man, looks more like a fortress.
Keeps out the crazy fans. Paul McCartney has a moat and pit bulls.
Pit bulls?
Well, he only had to get them after Heather Mills left.
So, how do we get in?
It's an ambush!
Ah, it's fine by me. Let them bring the fight. I hate walking. That's my grip.
What grip?
That's how many you say when you're shooting.
Take out that RPG.
Ah, time for some of my homemade C4. Eat this. Are you okay, man?
Ah, my new legs! You broke my frickin' legs again!
Oh, god damn it! Oh, man, they're gonna make me take that health and safety course again.
Good evening, gentlemen.
It's 3 p.m.
Are you disrespecting Harry Styles?
Oh, you can't slap a paraplegic!
I don't care if you drive an ambulance.
That's a paramedic.
Shut up!
Hey, calm down, Harry Potter.
You want some too, fat man?
Hey, easy, buddy.
What are you going to do about it? I'm more powerful than half the nations of the world. Do you know how much money I've made since...
Oh, goddamn, he was annoying.
Elvis, what have you done?
So what if I didn't give him the Chelsea tickle?
The Chelsea kiss?
Ah, whatever, dude. I don't care if it was the Chelsea blowjob. Killing him is just as good.
Simon Cowell is gonna kill us.
No, he ain't. I got a plan.
Presenting One Direction. Here we go. You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way you are is enough, baby. Come on. Everyone else in the room can see it, yeah. Everyone else but you, I still got it. Baby, you light me up like nobody else. The way you flip your hair gets...
That tune is catchier than Ebola.
There you go. That is the White Noise Show. This was our one-year anniversary show.
One-year anniversary show!
We'll be back next week for a brand new episode of White Noise, hosted by Simon Welton and joined by special guest Connor Neckelbutt. We thank you so much for listening for the past year. We will continue our best to make you laugh. We try, but we'll try even bloody harder next time. And also, don't forget, there's still time. Even if you're listening to the podcast version, the lines are still open. You can still donate online as well at citr.ca/fundrive. So make sure you do. Please, please, please support the radio station you love, and we will support you back for many years to come. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. This was The White Noise Show.
Bye, Mom.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.